thank you for this opportunity to speak with you tonight. I consider it a privilege and a duty to make this appeal on behalf of the gallant men and women risking their lives every day as members of the District of Columbia Police Force. Since I moved to this city, I've come to know and work with many of them, and I respect them a great deal. As a matter of fact, I owe them my life. That day in late March 1981, when a confused young man fired at me outside the Washington Hilton Hotel, he also wounded three others. One was my good friend and press secretary, Jim Brady, who's the honorary chairman tonight. Another was Thomas Delahanty, a D.C. policeman assigned to the protection detail that day. None of us was wearing a protective vest, and now we realize we all should have been. By the grace of God, we all survived. Thank goodness Tom is all right today, but I don't think it's fair to ask him and his brave colleagues to serve as our frontline defense against crime when often they are neither armed nor protected as well as the criminals they're trying to control. Like most cities in America today, the District of Columbia is struggling to meet public needs on a limited budget. The city cannot afford to provide every officer with a life jacket, but law-abiding citizens cannot afford any less. That's why it's so heartening to see this all-star benefit Bill DeVries organized with your support. District residents, as well as people in nearby Maryland and Virginia, have sent in their dimes and dollars. Local businesses, radio and television stations, civic and political leaders, members of our Super Bowl championship football team, some of the stars of Hill Street Blues and others have rallied behind the cause. This is a classic and inspiring example of the American volunteer spirit at its best. Our public and private sectors working together for the benefit of all our people. That kind of cooperation improves the quality of all our lives. On behalf of American families everywhere, I would like to thank our policemen and women for their individual courage in performance of their often thankless job. Someone once said that a hero isn't braver than anyone else. He's just braver 5 minutes longer. We must do everything in our power to bolster every bit of courage for good that we can. But right now, the bad guys have protective jackets and the good guys don't. Let's find a way to provide our police with the protective jackets they need to do their job. Together, we're working toward the day when men and women on the side of law and order are filled with confidence, and only the criminals are afraid. This benefit tonight brings us an important step closer. In the meantime, I'd like to leave you with the words of Sergeant Esterhaus. Let's be careful out there. Thank you for your support, your time, and contributions, and God bless you.